You're listening to Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Successful Parents and Couples, a fresh and powerful conversation on how to bring real shifts right into the heart of the messy and vulnerable human challenges we all go through in creating hot sex, love, closeness in our marriages, relationships, and partnerships, so we can move into thriving intimacy with soul and quite literally change our lives. I'm your host, the intimacy genius, Joanna Intara. Join me for engaging soul conversations as I connect with the top voices and heart-to-heart soul conversations in all things love, sex, hotness, closeness, and intimacy on what it really is to live and thrive in the way our soul calls out for most and to shift our lives like lightning as we learn how to do it. It's time to bring all the hot sex, love, and closeness we desire right into the places that most ask for it. The call for it is now, and here we are. Well, hello, everybody. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples podcast. How are you? Happy Friday to you. I am so happy that you're here. It's been really fun. We have been having fun discussions about hot sex, love, closeness, how that weaves in with parenting and relationship and spiritual path over on our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents. You're welcome there as a parent and a couple. Please come over and give us a shout out and let us know who you are. We've been having fun conversations in there. And also on this podcast, thank you so much for being here. We're having a fabulous time this week talking about sex. How to keep the sex hot, steamy, connected, full of love. I know this is something that you're interested in. I hear every single week from my couples, the people that I work with who are in relationship, we want more sex. We're not having enough sex. And so the title of today's podcast is The One Wild Thing You Can Do to Turn Up the Hot Sex in Your Partnership, Even If You Haven't Had It for a While. So this is really about creating space. This is about learning how to value having hot sex, how to actually do that. I'm going to be telling you specific things you can do. And also to help that be beneficial for you, we're going to weave that through all the benefits that it brings in your life with specific things you can practice and also that you can do. And I definitely encourage you to come over to the Facebook group, because not only do I share my story each week, I also share in depth from the trenches work with my clients and also specific practices that you can do in addition to DARE to help you work through your current limitations with lots of support and nudges along the way. So yeah, very excited to be here and super happy that you're here. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. If there's specific things you want me to address, definitely reach out on our Facebook group or you can reach out to me, Joanna Intara. I'm your host. If you haven't met me, I'm known as the Intimacy Genius, and I'm here to help empower successful parents and couples to thrive in relationship with soul by cultivating the hot sex, love, and closeness that they desire. And I'll really speak to that word cultivating because it really is a practice of learning how to do that. Nobody teaches us, and one of the things I talk about so often is that most of us are not taught how to do these things. We grew up in environments where there might have been some template, which is kind of another word for an imprint or a structure that we may have internalized from our primary caregivers, our parents, both knowingly and subconsciously on how to do hot sex, love, and closeness. You know, if you grew up in an environment where your parents are having really connected sex, really happening sex, you're going to get that good transmission. If there's weird things attached to it, which there is for most people, or it's not very consistent, or there's other troubles, that also goes in unconsciously as well. And then we get to adulthood and we try to figure out how to do relationship, partnership, how to maintain keeping the sex hot and steamy and the love connected and the closeness happening with very few inner resources to do that. And I'll share with you, there was something really important that I had to do to turn up the hot sex volume in my long-term partnership. And I have two children, both 11 and 8. And it's been a journey to figure all that out. And because I know that nothing changes the world like couples who are having hot, steamy sex, love and closeness, there's just a huge ripple effect out that I really want you to have, which is that if you're having hot sex and it's consistent and it's evolving and it's creative and it's wonderful, the kids are happier, there's more love that has grown, families are closer, work life is more flowing, closeness is happening, and there's also more intimacy. And it tastes so good to be experiencing that. And sometimes people think of me, how did she do it? And so today I'm going to share with you exactly what I did. And to give you a little background, when I first met my hubby, I was only planning on having one child. And I didn't feel like it was my destiny this lifetime to have children. But when I met him, he told me one day there's going to be two. Which, gotta be honest, it really freaked me out at the time, but I also kind of felt like it would be possible with him because I wasn't willing to sacrifice a career, which is really a calling for me. This work is a calling, and other things as well. And so when we first started to discuss parenting ideas, he said to me, we come first. And at the time, I really wasn't sure about that because I had grown up in an environment where the kids were kind of last. And that obviously had its impact on me. Lots of trauma, challenges to overcome, lots of deep developmental healing work. But then he explained something that kind of stole my heart, which was that he gave the oxygen mask example. And from what I saw from that was that if we actually didn't prioritize time for loving and sexing and everything in all that, we'd sink because we wouldn't have what we needed at the core. And he was right. So we went on with our lives. We dated and moved in and bought a house together. And then we got married. And before we knew it, two kids were here. My son was born in 2008, my daughter, 2011. They're 8 and 11. And managing a household, doing deep inner work, having two self-employed careers going on, both with challenges, of growth as well. We were both exhausted and very underwhelmed with our sex life. It was definitely not the hot sex, love, and closeness that we desired, and especially that we had had in the honeymoon period of our relationship. All that shifted after the power struggle stage ended that, which is a normal part of the journey. And then there was the real work of cultivating true love, which is definitely beyond the romantic love, period, also known as the honeymoon period. So that was not good. It was so not good. And I know that it hurt him and it hurt me and it hurt us. And I think that now that I'm looking back on it, it really, our family life was not in an easy flow. And the thing is that I also heard from other moms and dads who also were sharing how unbelievably pervasive this was. Everybody had something to say about the shortage of connection time, the shortage of intimacy, the shortage of satisfying, soul-satisfying sex, the shortage of love. And it's like, can you believe that we just don't talk about this enough? And we still don't. We all know more about this through the years as it's become more talked about, and there's more and more bodies of work that support people in it. But what if we could talk about it more like we are today? And this is also what we did as well. We had to learn through our own work that it was very, very important to prioritize time for lovemaking and also how to learn how to plan for and be content with more quickies, which is an important thing if you're a parent because your time is compromised. We also, had to deeply learn how to be open to discussing our desires, both big and small. And of course, how to reconcile any childhood wounding around love, sex, and closeness. In addition, no small feat there, right? And also be willing to be vulnerable, open, and transparent about it all. And honestly, if there was one thing I would have to say was the most challenging, it was that last thing, which was the hardest thing we had to do, was to learn to open up to, and oh my God, it was so hard. The last thing I wanted to do was the one I had the most shame about. But really, this was the linchpin thing, the thing that if we didn't take action, we'd be in serious relationship jeopardy, as we had started to become. So I'm sharing this because I don't want you to think everything for me has been a bed of roses. It has not. You may look at a happy picture of me and just think, oh, she, you know, had all the love, sex, and closeness, but there was some really deep in the trenches work that I had to do. And once we did start to do the thing, which involved working with very high level mentorship and guidance, people who had very deep training in trauma and how to do secure attachment work and who could hold the sexuality piece. I think those three are absolutely non-negotiably necessary for pretty much every couple or person in relationship that I've ever worked with. So things got better once we started to do that. And this was through workshops and individual work and couples work, and then also couples groups that we were a part of, a lot of facilitation to share our stuff and be witnessed by other couples and us witness them. All of that contributed to really deep healing, and the sex became hotter, wilder, and more satisfying than ever before. Even though we hadn't been having that experience somewhere, you know, in the middle of a wedding and arriving at kid number two. And what we did was to get really great help, definitely from someone farther along the path than us, and to open up to and get very honest and vulnerable about all the different inner parts involved. You know, it was a discussion of sharing our attitudes, our beliefs, our desires, which isn't often easy to do in our culture. It was about sharing things that felt like they were in the way. It was about sharing things that we felt like would open us up more. It was about sharing things that would have us, you know, really be known and be witnessed by the other person. And I think that's a really deep growing edge point as well. We really had to work with somebody who we deeply trusted, and real people, not people just sort of talking about this, but real people who had really done the work that we could verify, and actually felt a palpable sense of like, yes, this is who we're going to work with. Somebody trustable who'd actually explicitly walk the path, and somebody who had done the damn work to experience the hot sex, love, and closeness that they were obviously experiencing. And the deepest thing that I would say is to learn how to deeply value these containers with our time, investment, energy, money, even when, and especially when we were having a very busy day or time, which honestly, two kids in the mix, you know, even if you don't have kids, you know that life is full on in these times. You know, there's always an even when, an even when this, an even when that. So what you can do is really to consider what it would be like, try on for size. You know, what would it be like if we had someone really experienced holding the space for us? What would it be like if it was safe to open up to and talk about these things and get really honest with each other? That's really the thing, you know, because then we have more connection, we have more intimacy. When there's more intimacy, there's more safety. It's this beautiful trio that definitely contributes to having more hot sex. And also to be really vulnerable about all the different parts, as I was saying. And we did that, and it was really hard, really, really hard, but it was also really, really good. And beyond that, it was hot and steamy and super soul satisfying and fulfilling. And yes, there is continued work. And yes, we keep learning how to open up more deeply. And yes, we keep learning how to become more and more honest. And yes, we keep learning how to be more deeply vulnerable, and how to keep prioritizing and value the space that holds us to be able to do that. So, for example, we had to learn practices that I'll be sharing this week over on our Facebook group. You can check those out, or also on my Instagram tag, Be Soul Fulfilled. You'll see me there as well. And it was hard, you know, and if you're listening today and you're resonating, I just want to say, isn't it your turn? You know, isn't it your turn to have that experience and get going to get it? Because your relationship and your sex life are freaking precious. It's really, really precious. Frankly, I feel like living life without all that happening, it's too short. I don't want to be somebody on my deathbed looking back and being like, that did not happen, like on the level that I knew and trusted that it was meant to. And you know, you've only got good, awesome loving to have, right? So if you're ready to finally get the wheels rolling on this, and seriously, like, why are you waiting? I want to invite you to feel my 33 years and 30,000 hours of deep, intensive client work and thousands more hours of in-depth training in your corner. I am not a pop-up overnight love, sex, and relationship facilitator. I've got healthy boundaries and the education and testimonials and results to back it up. You can check those out on my website. And I would love you to come over and give a shout out so we know who you are, so we can connect with you, because life really is too short not to have all this. And you are absolutely worth it, and your relationship is worth it. And just know that if you're listening to this and thinking that you're ready to experience what that's like, here's what I'm going to do. I actually have one spot available this week for anybody who wants to turn up the hotness in their love relationship, even if you haven't been having it for a while, even if you think you're beyond hope, even if you think all hope is lost, and get on a call with me while there's still openings, and you can tell me one thing you want help with in your relationship, and I'll share with you the most effective thing that will totally help you, that you can start to do straight away. I mean this because I really want you to have it, and I am so excited for you to have it. And the best way I know how to help you have it is to start to experience it, to value it, to make space for it, to do the work, to have the containers, to have the trust, and to have the yes, that it is absolutely your time to have it. So I hope you'll take advantage of that. I can't wait to see who that person's going to be and how their life is going to absolutely change. And I am thrilled that you're here. I'm thrilled to share this information with you, because I absolutely know without a doubt deep in my bones that this is going to shift the needle for you. So let me know how you like this on iTunes. You can give us a shout out. That would be wonderful. We would love to hear from you. And we will be connecting again next week on the topic of love, and I look forward to it. And I hope you're doing well, and take care, and we will connect soon. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. If today's episode shifted your world or gave value to you, I'd really love for you to leave us a quick review on iTunes. Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness is a collective conversation of bringing all our inner resources, expert advice, and real-world value with fresh embodiment right into the relational places that we all know need it the most. If you're ready to break free from your current challenges and rise boldly into your full relationship, thriving with soul, visit me at besoulfulfilled.com. That's besoulfulfilled.com. Or come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents, for one-on-one coaching, daily advice, tips and guidance, products and courses, all curated to empower you to shift into true fulfillment till you're all the way home. Until next time, you're on the right path, your challenges and vulnerability are navigatable, and you're capable of shifting into love, healing, and all the hot closeness and connection you desire. Embody your best relationship self and shift into the soul-lit love you're meant to live.